"This is the Salotto Rosso," she said. "We also call it the Browning Room. It's where Robert Browning used to read his poetry aloud. When Browning was in Venice, he and my great-grandfather, Daniel Curtis, saw each other almost every day, sometimes twice a day, for 3 or 4 hours at a time. They went for long walks on the Lido, and Browning would talk the whole time. As soon as my great-grandfather got home, he would sit down and write notes about what Browning had said while it was still fresh in his mind. Daniel Curtis's diary had been donated to the Marciana Library, and in the past few weeks, I had read portions of it. He had taken copious notes of his conversations with Browning, possibly with the intention of writing a book about him, although he never did. Browning spoke about things large and small. "I get up always at 6:30, he told Curtis, "and dress by light of a stout gas lamp in front. I take an hour and a half for my toilette and get a deal of exercise out of it. I put on my stocking standing up in uno pedestans. At 8, I breakfast, and at 9, I go to my study." Browning gave his last public reading for the Curtises and 25 of their guests in the Salotto Rosso on November 19, 1889, a month before he died. He read from Asolando, a new book of poems that was expected to be released shortly. In the days that followed, Daniel Curtis wrote entries in his diary that chronicled the poet's final days. Browning was staying at Palazzo Rezzonico, a huge Baroque palace on the other side of the Grand Canal, then owned by his son, Pen Browning. December 1. All this week Mr. Browning ailing and did not go to the Lido. Dined out and went to the opera, had taken blue pill and reduced diet, and no wine. December 3. Mr. Browning better, and so continued improvement as to bronchitis and breathing, but without strength, uneasy and at times wandering in mind. December 8. Browning's doctors say he is suffering from muscular weakness of the bladder. No disease, no pain, but weakness, which makes us anxious on account of his years. December 9. Went to Palazzo Rezzonico. Pen Browning said his father was very weak and heart action weak. He had wished to get up and walk about, also wished to read, neither allowed. Said to his son, "I will not get over this." December 11. The English servant said they were up all night, expecting the worst. Dr. Munich called in, pulse 160 over 130. December 12. This morning, Fernando saw Pen Browning, said the doctors give up hope. 6 p.m., my son just returned from Palazzo Rezzonico. Mr. Browning apparently much better and said to son, "I feel a great deal better and would like to get up and walk about, but I know I'm too weak." He was without pain of any kind. But at 8:30 p.m. came a note from Miss Barclay, stays in the house. "Dear Mr. Browning is just passing away. He is still breathing, that is all. And asking my son to do what is necessary for having a cast made of Mr. Browning's head and hands, which his son feels to be a duty he owes to the public. Penn said that a telegram was read from London reporting the demand already made for his new volume issued today, and Browning said, "Now that I call good news. I am very grateful," and so in few hours expires, in that Italy whose name, he said, was written in his heart.